Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to the award-winning podcast, Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and today we're shining the spotlight on three extraordinary women. Candace Perrault, Katie Billingsley, and Kerry McGloin met in 2016 through the Northeast Arc Autism Support Center soon after their children were diagnosed with autism. These moms have shared a passion for spreading awareness and advocating for inclusive and accessible opportunities for all families impacted by autism. They founded Rock the Spectrum in 2019 and have since raised $250,000 to fund initiatives like the specialized swim lessons, inclusion sports tuition, assistive devices, and the list goes on. Welcome, ladies. I think this is your first time in our studio.
It is.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
We're so glad to have all of you. So I want to start with how you all met each other. Candace, we can start with you, and you can kind of talk about your relationship and how it basically created what you have now. So,
of course. So actually, I will pass it along to our president, Katie Billingsley. Katie was the first to attend the parent support group at the Northeast Arc where the three of us met.
Thank you, Candace. As Candace said, I was the first one to attend the Autism Support Center's parent support group meeting. I went with my husband, Ryan, to the first few meetings after my daughter, Natalie, was diagnosed with autism. I felt like I needed to go and meet other parents and receive some support. At first, I went and there were only myself, my husband, and the facilitator, Jackie Murphy. Soon after that, Kerry McGloin came and we met. And then Candace came soon after that when both of their children, Rose and Charles, were diagnosed. And we became fast friends right after that. We started attending the meetings monthly together, having tears, explaining how we felt, feeling alone, not knowing, you know, what the future would bring for us,
for our
children, and just needing some support. And soon after that, the meeting started to grow, which felt helpful to us to have other parents or family members be there. And we could share sort of what was happening in our households, what was happening for our children at school. At the time, our children were all 3 years old. So they were in preschool or receiving in-home care, and we would bounce off ideas or just receive like a lending ear or a hug if you needed it. And Kerry is not really a fan of hugs, so that's why I say a hug if you needed it. And it was really helpful because when you get that diagnosis, you may be sitting in a doctor's office. At the time for Ryan and I, it was the day before Christmas Eve, and I'll never forget sitting there, and they just hand you a diagnosis letter, and they're like, okay, you need ABA services, and you need to go find them. And I was kind of like,
what's that?
Like, and where do you go, and how do you do that? And fortunately for us, my daughter's provider was sitting with us in the meeting. And I said to her, where do I go? What do I do? And she's like, okay, you know, call the ARC and they have some help and can help you. And that's what brought me to the support group meetings. And I will say that was the most beneficial thing I could have ever done, not only for Natalie, but for myself and my husband.
Sure. And I want to say, too, I mean, for people listening, they know that I have three children. I have two boys also on the autism spectrum. And I remember when they were both about three, I think my older of the two was three and my younger one was only two. There was sort of a preschool play date kind of thing set up through early intervention. And that was where they would go in and they would have the OT and PT teachers in there and they would sort of have, quote, playtime, but it was sort of instructional playtime. Oh, and all the parents would sit around the table. We'd have like Dunkin' Donuts, you know, coffee and munchkins and everything. And that, just listening to you explain how, what a relief it felt for you to hear somebody else going through the same thing, not having a clue what to do. I remember first sitting at that table thinking, oh my God, there's more of us. Like, mm-hmm. I thought it was just me. Like, what did I do wrong? Or am I missing something here? Where do I start? So it's so important to have a support center and to find each other and to find people in a similar situation. Can you talk about how you start the foundation? What were some of the challenges you faced?
Yeah, I mean, like Katie said, being at the support group, you know, was our lifeline. And the more groups that we attended, we would also attend workshops that the Autism Support Center would put on. And we got to see how much they were doing for the autism community as a whole. And then in speaking with one of the directors, Gloria, she let us know that in addition to all of this, they were also helping to fund families who needed help paying for co-payments, for speech generating devices, and all these things that you, or at least I, never thought of. So the three of us just said, we want to help. We want a way to give back. Mm-hmm. And we sat at Katie's Kitchen Island, January 2019, and we said, what can we do? Carrie thought of the name, Rock the Spectrum, and we decided to do an 80s fundraiser. We did it at the Northeast Arts Black Box Theater in
the
Peabody.
Best decade ever, let's just say it.
Yes, you know. It was so much fun, and we, as you saw, Kendra, being at our disco gala that we had, we do a different theme every year. Our attendees go all out, and they did it the first time, and we said, we're definitely sticking with a different theme every single time. But even from that, we sold out of over 100 tickets extremely fast and raised over $10,000.
On the first try?
On the first.
Wow.
The first one. And we planned that within 2-3 months. It was quick. But again, we couldn't do it without all of the support that we got. We had our kids, you know, behavioral technicians, BCBAs. They were volunteering to help us. Like everyone, it was all hands in, and our family, our friends have just been there to support us from the beginning. And so we, the three of us, looked at each other after, and we were just like, wow, this is something. Like, we need to keep this going.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. So what is your staff? Who are your volunteers? I mean, is it just the three of you? Do you have, who else is helping you every day? Because to keep, not just to start something crazy and amazing like this foundation, but you have now kept it going and organized. So who's helping you every day? Is it?
Yeah. So,
the three
well,
of you?
As you can probably tell, we're all kind of A-type females.
I love it.
So, I mean, we all have, you know, full-time jobs. But, I mean, we have a board that really helps us. So, this past year, we actually incorporated as our own not-for-profit. And so, we did establish a board. And then we do have, you know, lots of help, volunteers that help us, whether it's with our auction committee or planning for the gala. But as the co-founders and really the ones that kind of came up with the passion behind the idea, you know, we typically run it. But we have like an army behind us, like I said, of our board, of our volunteers and everyone. So, I mean, I think it's definitely a group effort.
Oh, for sure. And talk about what your mission is for Rock the Spectrum Foundation. What's the mission? Who are the families that you help, and how can families get in touch with you? Maybe if they're listening right now and they need help or they need assistance.
So we have a website. So it's rts-foundation.org. So people can look there. We right now, so all of our grants are administered through the Northeast ARCS Autism Support Center. So anyone that is looking for help funding any items they need, you know, for their autistic child or support their family, they can go to the Northeast ARCS website and request funding through there. From a mission perspective, so I think, you know, what we're really trying to do is to normalize autism.
And, you know, actually, I saw on your website that it used to be 1 in 88 children, but now is it really 1 in 36 children that have autism? I mean, is that right?
Yes, it sure is.
And, you know, I also noticed in looking at everything you guys have up on your site, and it's really incredible, the expenses that a family goes through, that a family that has a child with autism or a family that's been affected by autism, $1.4 million. Is that because of the extra services, maybe the medical or health, needing a constant one-on-one aid? What does that attribute to? Just to give people that don't live it every day kind of a perspective.
When you have a child with autism, like, you don't know the trajectory, right? So, and I think, like, that's where we all are. Like, you don't know where your kid's going. I think for many of us, like, the significant cost of raising a child is really after they age out and are 22 plus. Right. So like many families, you know, their kids go off to school or they go off to doing things and they are self-sufficient. For a lot of, you know, us with children with autism, those expenses remain for the rest of our lives and our child's life.
That's right. No, that is true. And my children are still young. They're 9 and 10. So I can't even I have to take it step by step. I know that's one thing that a lot of families that are in our situations always say. It's just day by day. You never know. Never say never. I know each milestone, once you hit it, you're so grateful that you hit it. Don't think so far ahead. And, you know, another thing that you guys did that it just blows my mind. You started this foundation right before 2020. And I don't have to say it. I know that was just a disaster for everybody, but especially for families affected by autism and affected by any kind of special education. You started it right before and then everything shut down. Were you ever in that moment, because you had that great, awesome kickoff, successful year, and then everything stopped? Did you panic for a little bit thinking, oh no, this is it. We've done all this work and now everything's closing. People aren't together. What do we do? Or did it go the opposite way where you realized you needed to do even more now?
Yeah. So during, yes to all of that.
Sorry. It's a lot of questions.
No,
in
but
one.
So realizing, you know, that we had to keep this going and then COVID happens. We had to cancel we were originally having it in April 2020, going to have our second one. So we had to cancel it like, what, 5 weeks before or something. But we kind of just adapted to what was happening. So we were making, you know, wine glasses with certain autism symbols and selling those, because who doesn't want to drink wine when you're locked in
a lot of wine drinking
when you're locked in 2020 pandemic. We did a virtual 5K for people to be able to participate in, because we were still getting calls from Gloria saying, okay, now we're in a pandemic and people need our help. Even more so now, they can't pay their electric bill. They need help with groceries or filling their gas tank. So that kind of kicked us into gear and kept it going for us. I think even we sought out friends to Venmo us for art supplies for one of the homes for the adult services. So we just we wanted to keep helping, and we knew we had to keep it going. And truthfully, in 2021 November, when we finally had our second one, we didn't know. We set our bar at like, okay, let's raise $25,000. If we do that, that'll be amazing. It's more than double of what we made at our first one. We ended up raising over $50,000.
Isn't that amazing?
It was
how
just,
it went the opposite way to just be even greater than you could have expected.
Than we could have ever imagined, you know. And that was our first year too at Danversport, and we were like so excited to be there. We had over 200 people. We were in their downstairs one at the time, and we're like, we think we could actually be upstairs next year, you know, in their grand room. And it was something we knew would eventually happen. We just didn't think it would happen as quickly as it did.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you've been listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and today we've been talking with Candace Peralt, Katie Billingsley, and Carrie McGloin, three mothers and friends who started Rock the Spectrum Foundation in order to fund initiatives like specialized swim lessons, inclusion sports tuition, assistive devices, the list goes on. Their flagship fundraiser is an annual gala held in November each year at Danversport, but they have an upcoming prom dress drive that we need to talk about. It's coming up in March. Let's get back to our conversation. So before we get to the prom dress drive, which is amazing, by the way, and in addition to everybody that you have helping you with volunteers, you have some incredible businesses, local businesses that always show up to donate and kind of contribute to your events. Why do you think it's so important, and why do you think they keep coming back. You have some real loyal businesses in your community. Maybe if you want to talk about a few that have really stayed with you through it all and why and how that's helped you, really.
I know personally for myself, I work at Power Sales Group. I work in electrical utility for the past 15 years. And the owner, Dave, is fantastic. He has been supportive since the day Charles was diagnosed at the age of 2 with autism, knowing that my schedule needed to be a little bit flexible. And he has been a sponsor from the start, along with a good friend, Michael Moulton, who owns Fairview Machine Company. And they combined over the past few years have donated over $50,000 easily. And I think it's just that personal connection, you know.
Sure.
And then I know Katie as well has companies too.
So Select Demo Services, they have offices, multiple offices, one in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Boston, as well as the Kristen Genetti Group, which is brokered by Century 21 Northeast, who I work for. They both have been with us since the start, both groups. And the list goes on. They just have followed us since the beginning, always with us, willing to support us in any endeavor that we have with this. They're always willing to help out, you know, with the prom dress drive coming up, with anything we ask for. They're the first ones to help us, you know, and it goes a long way.
And I think, Kendra, you mentioned like the statistics on autism. I think everyone has a connection.
It seems that way now, at least.
It does. And I think a lot of these businesses that like reach out, it's because like they are impacted, whether it's their own child, a family member, a friend's child.
That's true.
So I think, you know, that motivates a lot of companies, I think, to stick with us. And I think they see like we're just regular families doing regular things, but trying to like really make it more, the public more aware that, hey, like autism is a thing and we need to start modifying how we think about it just in society.
Agreed. And that's what makes the three of you exceptional. I mean, we don't, honestly, we don't just have anybody come in and be on this show. What you're doing, because you're still out there working, doing your everyday life, but what you're doing is you're making such an impact on everybody else's life. I can see why so many businesses and people want to keep coming back. And I hope after they hear this interview, they'll keep coming back. And I know we're going to get emails from businesses that want to get involved and want to help. Is the your website the best way for them to reach out if they want to donate, they want to sponsor, they want to join in on anything that you have coming up? Is that the best way?
Yes. Our website, which also lists our individual emails as well. They can email all three of us, one of us. It doesn't matter. You know, we are grateful for any and all support that we get, whether it's a sponsorship, whether, you know, we get a lot of sports tickets that we're able to use for silent auctions, weekend getaways, any of that, we are more than happy to accept.
And I'm going to give the website out again. So it's rts-foundation.org. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're also very active on Facebook and Instagram.
I was going to ask you the social handles too, because we're going to tag you in everything on our website as well, so people can go to magic1067.com. But give your social handles as well, just so people can find and follow you.
So our Instagram handle is rock_the_spectrum.
Perfect.
And then I believe on Facebook, it is just Rock the Spectrum Foundation.
And we'll tag you on Facebook too and on Instagram, so people will be able to go right there directly and find you guys.
Perfect.
And we've got to talk about, you know, prom season, because this dress drive is awesome. I'm really excited to help donate to this. Prom season, of course, everybody remembers the prom if you're lucky enough to have gone to one or experience it. And everything's so expensive. Dresses,
so
accessories.
Expensive.
I used to think like a $50 dress was a lot of money, and it's not even close now. It's
like $500.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I think so, that's like on the low side.
Yeah.
I know.
It's awful.
Tell us about, you've got the prom drive coming up Saturday, March 16th. Tell us about it. What do you need for donations? Where can people go to donate? Tell us all about it.
Okay. So as we had mentioned, our galas are different themes. So this year's theme for November is prom. So to stick with that theme, we wanted to be able to do something to give back to the community during the year, which is why we're doing the prom dress drive. Right now, we have 9 different drop-off locations between North Shore areas, or reach out to us and we're happy to, you know, come and grab whatever it is you'd like to donate. Ideally, we're looking for long gowns, gently worn shoes, bags, costume jewelry, all of that fun stuff that may be sitting in your closet forever that just never made it to
Goodwill? Oh my God, I have so many. I'm going to bring a giant bag. Good. I have tons, and it's my husband. It would make my husband's dream come true to get it out of our house and have someone else wear it.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, we'll take it all. And we have graciously been working with Simon Malls. I've been working with Lauren there, who has been fantastic. And all they want to do is help, and offered their space at Liberty Tree Mall. So the prom dress drive will take place Saturday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we are going to be set up directly outside of the Northeast Dark Store Parcels.
Yes. Oh, so I love that store.
Right? It's amazing.
I'm in there all the time.
Anyone who's not familiar, you should definitely pop in there. All of the items there are made by children or adults with special needs from all around the world. So it's pretty incredible.
It is.
They are also one of our drop locations for items, but we're really excited. You know, we're going to have dresses priced anywhere from $20 to $50, shoes and bags, $10 each. And I mean, some of the items that we're getting in, I mean, Sam Edelman heels, which are like $200.
Sure.
We'll be selling them for $10.
That's awesome.
You know,
and what a great way to give back.
And
so you can drop them off now through February 29th, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We're in Danvers at Soul Nutrition, Title Boxing right on 114, and as I mentioned, Parcels. Linfield, it's the Everett Cooperative Bank.
Okay.
Malden will be Century 21 Northeast, the Kristen Giannetti Group. Peabody, Bishop Fenwick High School, the Peabody Police Department, as well as the West Peabody Fire Station right on Lowell Street, and then in Swampscott at Coastal Collective.
Wow. And what a great way to have it in so many different locations to make it as easy as possible for people to donate and help out.
Exactly.
And we'll put a list of all of these, too.
If there is someone that cannot afford a dress or needs accessories, they can reach out to any one of us on our email or come that day and see any one of us, Candace, Kerry, or myself, and explain to us that they just cannot purchase a dress or are finding it challenging, and we will give them a dress or whatever they need.
I'm just so impressed at your organization for what you're doing. So again, I just want to give the info out. It's the prom dress drive. It's going to be Saturday, March 16th in the Liberty Tree Mall. It's right outside the parcel store. If you go into the Liberty Tree Mall in Danvers, if you want to drop off dresses, accessories, shoes between February 1st, so between now and the 29th, and we'll put a list of all the locations up on our website as well so they can find it at magic1067.com. You guys have accomplished so much in such a short time. I want to kind of go right down the line through each of you. Who has been your biggest cheerleader, your biggest supporter? Maybe a person or a moment or something that has just been your positive voice in the back pushing you through this journey. Is there one person? Maybe there's a couple people. Whoever you think or whatever you think has gotten you through it, I'm just curious to know what your inspiration has been.
I would say for me, it's been, I'm an only child. So for me, my girlfriends are my sisters. So I am fortunate enough to have ones from high school, from college, mom time. And they have all been in my corner. They've all been to all the events or donated or shared, and as well as my family. My parents are fantastic, you know, and they're always there saying proud they are and, you know, so amazed by what the three of us are doing. So for me, well, and to, of course, my husband, but whatever.
I know, the poor husband. Yeah. They're always like, oh, yeah, and then there's you.
Yeah, but I would say for me, it's, you know, my girlfriends and family.
Katie?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, no, it's really not. I have to first start with my two co-founders on the other side of me, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here, right? The three of us together, what we've accomplished in such a short amount of time. Every time, like, we talk about it, I just want to cry, because it's just amazing that come to this point. When I look at Charles, Rose, and Natalie, I know that they're the reason behind this, and that makes me really proud. And I also have two other children, Joey and Delaney. So them all together and my husband, Ryan, and then my other immediate family, you know, my mom, my in-laws all together. And then my close friends who are my family too, because they show up whenever I need them.
That's,
you know,
right.
They're there. If they're not there because they have something else going on, they're the first to always buy tickets to support in any way.
Yeah.
my extended family, whether it's Natalie's coaches, her support is to all of our, you know, it's our village, you know, it's the village that keeps coming constantly.
And you need every one of
them,
by the way.
And we need every one of them. Yeah. They never bat an eyelash. They're like, okay,
yeah,
you know, whatever you need, we'll be there. So it's just, you know, my friends are my family too, and it's all of them all together. So they're the whole, it's kind of like a whole package for me.
Sure. And Carrie?
Yeah, I echo, you know, everything they said. I think, you know, the unsung heroes are the husbands. Yeah. You know, this week, like, we were building these giant boxes for the prom dress drop-offs, and it was, you know, my husband building them, and then, you know, Candace's husband, like, unpacking his truck to make room, and, you know, and Ryan's always there, like, you know, taking direction. So they're, you know, definitely unsung heroes. And I think everything they mentioned, our immediate family, our support group. But I think for me, you know, this past gala, looking out and seeing 400 people in the room, like, that's our why.
And I for those listening, I was there. I was lucky enough, and it was my first time being there. And I the way I came in, I'm thinking, you guys have been doing this for like 10, 15 years. I mean, we do a lot of events at Magic, and some of them are organized and done really well. Others, maybe not so much. But I'm telling you, this event at Danversport that you have every year in November, it blew me away. It was beautiful. You had everything set up in such a perfect way. And it really speaks volumes to your level of commitment and the people around you and who you have supporting you, because it really looks like you guys have been doing this for a long time. So
you
really deserve all the kudos in the world for what you're doing. And is there anything right now that rocked the spectrum, that the foundation rocked the spectrum needs? Do you need, is it monetary donations? What is it that you need the most right now to keep you growing and keep you going?
I mean, I would say, yes, all of the above. I mean, money, absolutely, you know, but just that support, you know, following us on social media, attending the events that we have, and just showing your support in that way, you know. It's word of mouth how people have learned about us. And like Carrie mentioned, everyone has a connection now with autism. So someone knows someone who has a child and they want to help. The one thing I wanted to mention, so I don't forget, we do have a surprise for our donations that are coming in. So we will be getting a dress as well as a sparkly jumpsuit from one of the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Stop it.
Danielle Cabral, who has been so amazing, so supportive. She actually has Massachusetts ties. Her husband's from Fall River.
What?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So we are going to be doing a special silent auction for her item specifically. And the money raised for that will go to the Best Buddies program at Bishop Fenwick.
That's great.
So they do a lot with the ARC. They've done a lot, with my son Charles as well, which has been great. So we have that. And we may even get one other dress from another housewife. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You guys are killing it. I think it's amazing. Honestly, I mean, we're out of time, but I could talk to you for another like 2 hours. For anybody listening, please go to their website, rts-foundation.org, Rock the Spectrum Foundation. Candace, Katie, and Carrie, what you've done is really incredible for families like mine and so many that listen to this show. Their families that have been affected by autism, they need the help, they need the assistance, and really, it's what makes you three exceptional, and you really deserve the spotlight, you deserve the credit. And we're going to help and support you along the way. So I'm packing up all my dresses. I'm thinking in my head all the shoes and things I can send over to you. So again, the prom dress drive, it's Saturday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Liberty Tree Mall, right in front of the Northeast Arcs parcels. We'll put all of the location info right up on our website so you can find it at magic1067.com. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming in today and for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having us,
Kendra.
Thank you.
Thank you to Candace, Katie, and Carrie of Rock the Spectrum Foundation for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. It's always an honor and a privilege for Sue and I to shine a light on the change makers and to provide a platform for these incredible people who are out doing meaningful work in our communities. Thank you for paying attention and for helping us create engaging programming. We'd love to hear from you. If you know someone who's making a difference and you want us to have them on the show, just email us or send us a message on our Magic Facebook page. You can also follow us on Instagram at Sue.Tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. And please join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.